And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, talking feed again in this report, how about some alternatives to a starch supplement?
One of the things that comes to my mind is corn, because it's going to be the primary source of starch. And when we talk about supplementing in the dry light, we're talking about adding additional source of energy to that diet. So we can add a supplement like a starch, which would be, for example, a corn. But if we add too much of that, that shifts our rumen environment away from a fiber digester to more of a starch digester. And that may not be exactly what we're wanting to do if we're wanting to maximize forage digestion.
All right. Good stuff, James. More on feed when we come back.
The 50th annual production sale for Fry Angus Ranch is this Sunday, February 2nd at 1 o'clock, held at the ranch just south and west of Granville, North Dakota, in their heated sale barn. There's a complimentary lunch at noon. The 2025 offering is 100 performance-tested yearling bulls and 24 registered heifers. View the website at fryangusranch.com. This Sunday, February 2nd, 1 o'clock at the ranch, south and west of Granville, North Dakota. Fry Angus, the brand of performance.
Hi, this is Eddie Klein with Klein Scimitar Ranch. I would like to invite you to our 13th annual production sale, Sunday, February 2nd at the ranch, 5 miles west and 1 mile north of Hertzfield, North Dakota. Selling will be 58 powerful black and red scimitar bulls, 18 commercial bred heifers, 12 commercial open heifers, and 24 registered open heifers. Please contact Matt at 701-693-6317. dvauction.com or our website www.klsrcows.com.
Talking feed for cattle today on Ranching Issues with James Rogers. And James, why is ruminant health so important right now?
Well, they're in the dry light. When they're on pasture and range, they get to pick and choose what they want to consume. And when they're in the dry light, they don't have that anymore. So we're feeding them generally a hay source and some type of supplement. And they're digesting fiber. And we want them to be able to continue to be able to digest fiber when they go back on pasture and range. And if we do something to shift that rumen environment away from being a fiber digester to a starch digester, and then we put them suddenly back on pasture and range, it takes them a transition period. It takes some time to readjust to that. And we're trying to avoid that.
All right, good stuff, James. Hey, that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Fry Angus Production Sale, by the Klein Simmental Production Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solutions.